This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 373 for Monday, May 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning, seeing a continuation of the selling pressure that weighed on prices last week and testing chart support to the downside. Canola, 50 cents to $4 lower. The July contract down 50 cents at $702.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil did account for some spillover weakness in the Canadian oil seed, although soy oil is moving closer to unchanged and canola is also off its lows. Many outside markets, including Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures, are untraded today for May Day holidays. Seeding operations are in their early stages in parts of Western Canada, and conditions are thought to be relatively favorable. The strike of 120,000 Canadian public service workers ended over the weekend after a tentative agreement was reached. However, the strike action does continue for 35,000 Canada Revenue Agency workers. In the U.S., activity in the markets was mixed, although the bias is turning lower in many contracts. After posting sharper declines in April, soybeans were thought to be due for a bit of a correction to start the new month. The July contract down only half a cent at 14.18 and three quarters per bushel. While increased export competition out of Brazil does remain a bearish influence on soybeans, most of that has been priced into the futures for the time being. U.S. farmers are thought to be making good seeding progress with about a fifth of the soybean crop likely in the ground by now. Monthly crush data will be released later today, and expectations are for a near-record crush level. Corn, it moved to both sides of unchanged overnight, down 2 cents in the July contract at 583 per bushel. Corn seeding is also moving forward at a quick pace in the U.S., with about a quarter of intended acres now in the ground. Forecasts are calling for cooler temperatures and scattered showers across parts of the Corn Belt the next few days before conditions warm up again. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the July contract at $7.94 per bushel. Kansas City 16 cents lower in July at $7.60 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 15 cents in the July contract at $6.19 per bushel. Crop conditions for U.S. wheat likely saw an improvement over the past week, although forecasts in many key areas do remain dry going forward. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.